Because today's a Guardians Day, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but there's a lot of things I got to get off my chest. Because when you guys go to the stadium next Sunday, they better be selling soups in the commissary. Excuse me, the concession stand, because that's what it is now. I hope they have ramen noodles over there at the concession stands at the stadiums. Because ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Browns Prison. That is it. Put your trust in the Lord. Your ass belongs to them. That's it.
Hold on.
I am done. I have seen it. I have heard it. You heard? Did you hear his post-game press conference yesterday? He went the exact time he needed to go, and that was it. And did you hear his voice? Did you see his face? He's holding it in. This is a man who knows where this is going, and it's going straight to Browns Prison, and he's going to be the one to pay for it. We know where this is going. People keep calling in. Tone, you know it. They keep calling it. You know, Stefanski's the problem. Barry's the problem. Next caller, Stefanski's the problem. Next caller, Watson's the problem. They're all, guys, we're headed towards a house cleaning. They're all going to go. They're all going to go. Pick your poison, because they're all going to go. And that's where we're headed for this. I'm sorry, I'm saying too much already. You got to get your words in too. But this is the last chance I think I'm going to have where I actually have passion around this.
It's going to be really hard to get those shanks in with the plastic bags they make you take into the stadium.
No, there's a guy, Larry Lawton, who taught me about suitcasing.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. He's repeating the same lines during the press conference, guys.
Well, there's no reason to even have the press conferences anymore.
It is apparent. It is so glaringly apparent. They don't trust him. Ken, why did they kick the field goal in the fourth quarter? They didn't get any closer. You know why? Because they don't trust the offense. They don't trust the players on the offense. Jed Wills sucks up the room every chance he gets. And then it didn't make any matters even better because I saw the great Megan Donovan tweet out that he was giving daps and hugs and hand pounds and laughing and giggling on the sidelines with all his pals from the Philadelphia Eagles as they tried to get their season righted. And we are 1-5 and have lost a month straight of football games. And he doesn't trust the quarterback because there's nowhere else to go. You can't do anything over the top because you have a back line of the end zone to go there. So it was either fourth and goal. They had to kick the field goal after the stupid false start because they don't trust him. They don't trust the quarterback. They don't think very much of him. That's why they called a bunch of screens. That's why they did a bunch of short passes. And I'm supposed to take 11 or 12 off of one, by the way, off of one blown coverage with Jerry Jeudy as some sort of resurrection of this entire scenario, Tone? No. I'm sorry. I love Mary Kay. She is a close personal friend, and she's been good with my kids. But I can't do the functional offense anymore. Because you know what functional offense is? At best, under 500 football. So the only way that I can make any of this good, well, that's the thing. That's
99 was more functional than this.
Functional offense.
2016 was more functional than this.
Our co-host on a Tuesday is one of your leading scorers, and he's a safety. That's a functional offense. The safety's one of the leading scorers on a functional offense. So we have to what? We have to see this through? See what through? There's no light at the end of the tunnel. This is a life sentence. It's over. And the only way out that I can give anybody any hope at all, anybody any hope, is that if he keeps starting, that means they'll keep losing. And then you can have the conversation about Quinn Ewers or Shedeur Sanders, who looks sensational in a loss, by the way. I was more impressed of him because he lost Travis Hunter. Here I am talking quarterbacks all over
here
again, Tone. Here we go.
It's October.
Here we go. Owen, get it ready. Call Dion. Call Prime. I want him off the sidelines of Colorado. I want him the co-host for Nick Wilson in the on the afternoon. Say it, Owen. Say the name.
It's time for the afternoon prime.
The afternoon prime, 2-7, yep. Starting next year when they draft Shedeur Sanders. That's the only way you can take any positivity. So you know what it is? It's the poster of Rita Hayworth over the hole that we're digging. And now we're all just going to be Tim Robbins for the rest of this season. It's over. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't trust him. He doesn't think much of him. He knows this is a losing enterprise. That's it. You have a radio show host who's one of your leading scorers on defense.
They got to give him the ball more. Roddy McLeod needs
the ball
more.
Put him in the backfield because in the words of all of us Browns fans, it can't get any worse. It can't get any worse. Might as well try that. It can't get any worse. Give the play calling to Ken Dorsey. I don't care. Give it to, it ain't gonna work. Give the play calling to Ken Dorsey. I don't know why we want to give the play calling to the guy who got fired for his play calling. Go right on ahead. I'm getting emails. Bill Belichick's gonna save this. Bill Belichick, the guy who made a defensive coordinator, his offensive coordinator in New England. But you know what? A lot of fans go, Ken, we've lost four in a row. It can't get any worse.
That might be an improvement.
It can't get any worse. The other guy, I feel bad. I love Myles Garrett. I love Joel Bitonio. Joel Bitonio is a buddy. He's a good man. Rodney's a good man. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve this. They don't. Rodney's going to finish. He has what they're wanted. They got five, what, they got 11 games left? Rodney, God bless him, has 11 games left in his NFL career. He's a good man. I can tell he's a good man. He doesn't deserve this. These guys, they don't deserve it. Joel Bitonio doesn't deserve it.
Now, what happens if McCall...
I don't really even talk to David Njoku. I don't think he deserves it. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is too young to not deserve it. I want to look at DeJuan Jones and feel bad for him. Jack Conklin, God bless him, finally came back. It's been a long haul for him. And you know who's really not going to deserve it? The guy that they'll trot out on Sunday to cover for all this, and that's Nick Chubb. Nick really doesn't deserve it. The problem is that they'll put him out there, and we'll all cheer, and he will cover up for it. And then they'll kick off. We're just not going to turn bad things into cheer for Nick. He can only do so much. They're going to kick off on Sunday, and that quarterback's going to go out there. And if he doesn't look like a complete 180, he'll go to listless land, and they will boo him without mercy. Without mercy for 3.5 or 4 full quarters, they don't care. They don't care. It's not even about begging them to make the switch. I've lost that argument already. I didn't even bother to make it because I knew where they were going with this.
Did you believe
yesterday? Is this bleeping red dragon? What do I have to see?
Is there a chance for a change? I know what Stefanski said yesterday about the Deshaun Watson. He's still our quarterback. Could that change by next Sunday? Are they really trotting Deshaun Watson out
yes!
in front of that home crowd?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And the rest of the teams on, yes! the rest of the teams on board
no,
with that?
No, they're not. They're not. They're not. They're not.
So then what is stopping all of
They're
our fans
men.
From putting all their money on the Bengals and hate watching the Browns
they can do whatever
on
they
the
want.
Lake this week?
They can do whatever they want.
You know how ugly a scene that is going to be?
Take solace that every game he starts and every game they do it together with, again, you can go, well, Kevin Stefanski put him in a bad spot. Okay, yeah. So Kevin Stefanski is the only coach that needs bad quarterbacks. It's all not on Kevin, right? It's all his fault. Like, yeah, he's the head coach of the football team. And by the way, he'll pay the fiddler. They'll move on from him. He knows it. You hear how he sounds in the postgame? Does it not sound and look like a guy who's holding it in?
I'm just surprised we're not getting an honest Kevin Stefanski at this point.
You will.
Because he's kind of earned that, right? Hasn't he earned it? He might not have earned any more power in the organization with the contract extension that he got very late in the offseason. But one thing Stefanski's earned because of the respect he has around the league is the opportunity to speak freely on things. He's still not speaking freely about this stuff. I'm actually a little surprised. Because if he went up there and he told the truth about Deshaun Watson, would anybody blame him?
No. No. Lost to a guy who's still cussing out his fans after a win. Nick Sirianni. That's how functional they are over there.
Oh, yesterday. Yesterday, the Eagles wanted nothing to do. They were getting booed off the field at halftime.
So I had to get that off my chest because I can see this going in a bad direction, and I got to say it while I still have the passion to say it. I had to say it. Tone, I'm sorry. I took all the air out of the room. I had to say it while it was still in me. Okay? I apologize.
Well, this is just the beginning because I think this is about to be
you don't deserve
as
fans,
ugly a week in Berea
go,
as we have seen. Because you know
Guardians.
What? The players, they also, they heard the head coach yesterday.
Go Guardians.
And if you thought the body language was bad yesterday, wait till you see the leaks that come out of that place this week, because it is about to explode.
I'd like to tell you the Browns fought the good fight and the Eagles left them alone. But a Browns season is no fairy tale, Tone. That's where we're at, babe.
I hope Joel Bitonio is not Brooks in this situation, having to pass around library materials, talking to his little friend.
That's what's going on. Well, no, Miles is the most well-read, so he's walking around going, book. Mari Cooper's handed something off to hand over. Zach Zinter, he's fresh fish. He doesn't even know what he's gotten into yet. He's about to find out.
Is Mari Cooper getting traded this week?
Joel Bitonio's going there. Fish. I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm still supposed to be on Michigan's offensive line. I'm not going to call him a fat ass. He's a good athlete. He's a good athlete. I'm not going to go that far. It's Zach Zinter by the nose. Fresh fish.
Crying already. Oh, no. Didn't even make it one month.
Here comes Andrew Berry. He's got the nightstick. Oh, boy. Welcome to Browns prison. Yep. They should, you know what? Instead of anything at halftime, what do they got planned for halftime? They should play Tonk at the 50-yard line at halftime. Get some Lucy's out there. Come on. Let's do it. It's where we're at, man. It's where we're at. Go Guardians. Go Guardians. He ain't going anywhere. That quarterback ain't going anywhere. And Kevin Stefanski's calling the offense like he knows he ain't going anywhere. It's right there, folks. It's right. Well, Cedric Tillman, there's no defense of that. Cedric Tillman is a guy on a milk carton for four games, and all of a sudden we're going to hand it off to him on a chance we voted for him in one. Surprise!
Is he even agile enough to handle that play? Like, of all the people, are they spinning two different wheels on a sideline like they're a radio show? Where the first wheel is, what's the crazy play we come up with? The second wheel, which player can actually run the play? Because in a million years,
it looks like that moves like a water heater. No.
Kenny, that was Hugh Jackson stuff. That was, who was the backup tight end they gave the ball to on a flea flicker or whatever the 1 year down by the goal? I can't, all the crazy Browns plays of yesteryear, I can't even keep up with.
Because they pay attention. Everybody thinks they sneak people on. They pay, in the NFL, in high levels of football, they pay attention to all personnel.
Oh, they have
anybody running
they
on.
They have an assistant coach, yes, that's ready for every.
So, what do you think they're sitting there going, 19's on the field, is he lost? Oh, they're going to do a jet sweep with him. Oh, boy. All right. Yeah. I can't defend Kevin for that, but in the end, they're all going to be gone. That's it. That's it. That's where it is. Kevin knows that. You know what Kevin reminded me of yesterday? Mike Pettin. When Mike knew he was going to be gone. That's what Kevin reminded me of yesterday. Hate to say it. Hate to say it. I like Kevin. It's true.
Well, they're both playing a quarterback they didn't want to play.
Yep. Boy, what a... Holy cow. What a point. I almost cussed. That's how good of a point you just made. It's there for everybody. 70,000 fans in the seats and the millions watching at home. They're like, we're playing a quarterback we don't want to play. Nope.
That was 2014. This is 2024. It's a decade of dominance.
We should do the old Browns quarterbacks that Kevin Stefanski would rather play right now. We should power rank them.
Well, according to this guy that tweets out every week, it's his whole career right now, Austin Gale. Tweeting out bad Brown statistics. He had another one yesterday, Kenny.
Oh, they get better and better as
this one,
time goes on.
Bottom eight dropback success rates week 1 through 6 this millennium. And it's Deshaun Watson, 734th. David Carr, 735th. Mark Bulger, 736th. Josh Rosen, 737th. Akili Smith, 738th.
That's good. That's good. Hey, man, you can look at it glass half full or half empty. Because at some point after the Guardians World Series run, like, that's it. We're going to have to focus. But there's a good thing, because they're not going to win games with him. Functional offense, again, functional offense is good enough to win, what, get 16 points a game and lose to these teams? Okay. Is that functional?
Yeah, they haven't scored over 20 yet this year.
I'm not trying to rip Mary Kay.
And they've had a special teams touchdown. They've had a defensive touchdown now. And they still, even with that help, can't get it over
there. We're getting closer to Shador. I swear to God, he impressed me yesterday, or on Saturday. He didn't have Travis Hunter after, what, the second quarter?
Yeah.
Had that shoulder injury. He lost 4 wide receivers in that game. Still was impressive. He did a lot. He did a lot. And yeah, oh, his dad. I don't care about his dad. Bring his dad. Have his dad. I'll put him right here in this seat. He can host the afternoon prime. As Owen brought it out, I don't care. I'm at crazy land right now. That's all I'm at. I'm looking for any way I could possibly get out. You and me, man. We are in the movie Life, and we're just finding ways to get out of Brown's prison right now. That's it. All right. If you want to say anything about the Browns, you got to start with something good about the Guardians, because the Guardians deserve it. Lane Thomas drinks for free in this town. If I ever run into him, I'm buying him a beer. I don't care if it's 6:30 a.m. on a Sunday morning. He's on his way to church. He's drinking a beer. Eric in Painesville. Eric, good morning.
Hey, man, go Guardians. That win was a great start to the party I had this past weekend. Regarding the Browns, here's my question.
And then the party was over, and the words of
right.
The words of Willie Nelson, the party was over Sunday afternoon. Go ahead, Eric.
So here's my question for you guys. Two boys, very influenced by the NFL.
Oh, no.
I'm in it for the long haul, right, with the Browns. I'm going to stay on this. I'm going to ride this ship out. When do I let them jump ship?
Never.
When can they start becoming a fan of some other team?
Never. Never.
Tough.
Never. No one let you be a fan of somebody else. They ain't good enough to do that. I'm not letting my
not
sons
yet.
Be fans of anybody else. No. No.
All right. No. That's the deal.
No, I don't sit over here and sweat nearly have heart attacks for my sons to go be fans of other teams. No, they're gonna carry this cloak of failure as well. They're going to wear it. Sorry.
Okay,
that, no, that's just how I raise my sons, Eric. I mean, you can do what you want in the end. You're allowed to. That's fine. But eventually, well, I don't know. They keep kicking the contract down the road. So maybe by the time they graduate high school, we'll be out of this contract with Deshaun Watson.
We'll be out of prison.
Yeah. Probably not, though. Thank you very much for the call.
Depends what the parole officers say.
That parole board can be tough. Because August will be here, and they will restructure that contract. Up for denial yet again. Alex and Newberry, got to say something nice about the Gardos if you want to say anything about the Browns. Go.
Go Gardos. It's great. It's such a nice story. It makes me happy. I got to tell you, like, the dejected Kevin Stefanski. Every time I see Deshaun Watson on the dais, he looks like he just found out he got syphilis.
Okay, hold on. You can't just say that, Alex. Alex is a longtime listener. Alex, did you see the uptick in the disease? We can't make jokes about it anymore. It's back. Please, folks, wear condoms. I'm begging you. That stuff, it turns your brains into pancake bisquick. Go ahead, Alex. What else?
I feel bad for Chubb. I feel bad for Miles. I feel bad for everybody. Amari Cooper, we need to get him out of here. We just, you know, we got to do better by these longtime veterans. We really do.
Yeah. Alex, thank you very much for the call. I mean, we're in the same spot as we were with Joe Thomas. Remember that? And you and I were having those fights, and I go, man, if I'm telling them, if you guys trade this guy, you're going to lose fan base. Like, some people will just never forgive you. They'll never forgive you. They didn't trade him that day, thank God. And yeah, they'll bring out Nick Chubb, and we will pour all our energy on Sunday afternoon into Nick Chubb. And you know what? Rightfully so. Nick deserves our love.
Boy, that was interesting at the end of the week, because we didn't have a chance to talk about the announcement that Nick Chubb was going to play in Cincinnati.
Against Cincinnati.
For a team that doesn't tell you anything about their injured players. And we were sitting here confused about Conklin and Wills. Out of their way to talk about Nick Chubb and his status.
Because it's look over here. But eventually, you'll have to pay the fiddler with a Browns fan at some point because they're going to kick off. And you can't just, unless you hand the ball off to Nick, how many offensive snaps do they have? If they have 80 offensive snaps in a game, 80 times? It's the only time.
Yeah, but here's the question, though. When it comes to Chubb, like, do you want to remember Chubb the way that we think about him as an all-time top running back? Do you want to preserve those memories, or do you want to see Nick Chubb and what's about to unfold the rest of the year?
I want Nick to bail us out one more time. Because you watch. He'll play. They will do drop-back play action. You watch. I guarantee, in all seriousness, they'll load up 12 personnel. He'll run the ball. People will lose their minds. They'll win a tight football game, and Nick will save us one more time. Or they'll go out and get hammered by the Bengals. I'm not sure. Who the hell knows? Maybe Nick ain't even enough to save this.
Put it out there. Maybe, they're either going to win or lose.
Well, I'm just pointing out.
You know, there's one more option.
You know, sometimes Batman just can't get it all done. Now, can he? He can't keep saving Gotham all the time. Masha Wang is a little bit old at times. Is that good? Yeah. Is that good?
It took me a second, and then I went, yeah.
Oh, Masha Wang. Alvis in Cleveland, got to say something good about the Guardians before you go yelling about the Browns.
All right, go Guardians. Guardians had a good win. That was an impressive win. We sitting here talking
I'll
about
count
the
it. No, I'll count it.
They
I'll
do
count
not
it.
Care at all it. About the Guardians.
Don't
they
care.
Are so pissed off
it,
at the
works.
Browns
it
right
works.
Now.
It works. I'm going to count
That's
it.
That's three calls in a row that just go, yeah, they won. Way to go.
No.
It was a good game. I love the Guardians. I want to see them do good.
Nice.
But we sit here talking about Deshaun Watson. We need to talk about the whole organization, and we need to talk about the field goal kicker, because if he makes the extra point And if he makes the field goal, it's a different ball game. It's 20-20.
Is it?
Now, who's your quarterback again?
Is it a different ball game? Yeah, because who's our quarterback again?
How's the offense being run again?
I mean, y'all, they took everybody screaming Ben's the shine, but who else is going to come in? What Jameis going to do? He's going to
take us out of the number one pick is what he's going to do. I need Shedeur Sanders here.
No, it's not about –
He's going to do the same thing.
But, Alvis, you understand the conversation that everybody is having and all the fans are having is it's not about finding the spark at this point. It's not about, hey, can we get hot again in December? I think the prevailing thought from most fans is until he's out of the building – this thing can't be recovered.
Yeah.
No. We got to do better with this play call, and also because that fourth down when they want to do a jet sweep when we was running the ball and it was working for us.
But
every time something goes right for us, he wants to get cute and try to do a trick play, and it never works.
All right, then let go of the head coach. I'm sure you're going to get the same. You're going to get the same results. One hand watches the other. Fine. Get rid of him if you want to. Huh? You know, whatever, Alvis.
If that's the case, get rid of the whole offense.
Unless you find a magician in there, that's it. Like, someone's going to have to cast a spell over him and make him a good quarterback. That's all you're going to have to do. It is Halloween. It is spooky season. Call Dr. Venk from Are You Afraid of the Dark, and maybe he can help him. That's the only way.
And he's getting hit. He's getting hit hundreds of times. Like, the offensive line is just terrible. The whole season is just trash right now. Yeah. I've been a Browns fan since I was 5 years old. I'm 46. So, trust me, I know and I feel everything that's going on. I understand. Thank you, guys.
Alvis, thank you very much for the call. Mike tweets at me, Chubb is going to be coming back like Van Halen 3. Oh, come on. Schrone wasn't that bad. Wasn't that good. Wasn't that bad. 216-474-0092. Let's pick up the spirits of this. Hey, Daryl's coming on at 8. You know he's got a can of gas and some matches.
That'll be nice.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Well, Daryl's going to want to talk Guardians. Is the Lane Thomas trade, by the way, maybe the greatest in Cleveland sports history?
No, I have a better one.
The Kenny Lofton trade's great. Well, right off the top of my head, J.R. Smith. That's up there. That's up there, man.
They gave up Corey Kluber for Emmanuel Clase and, I believe, Delano DeShields Jr. and maybe some cash. But they got Corey Kluber pitched one inning in Texas after they traded him.
Boy, you're right.
Emmanuel Clase is your all-time saves leader.
He's amazing. Damn it, go Guardians. Come on, Nick, save us on Sunday, please. 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 Feel like Uncle June, they let me out of house arrest to go to a funeral. That's where it is.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life. FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we had quite a list to choose from before doing this, as sometimes we tend to do. This one seemed pretty topical, considering, Owen, you were pretty jacked up for what went down this weekend as you were at the Guardians game. You didn't know if you were going to be able to go, and then you had one of the top sporting memories of your lifetime.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
It was a whirlwind day. Had to leave the house early because I coached a youth game and then left that game immediately, went downtown, and all that time did not eat a morsel of food. Did have a few drinks. And after the Guardians clinch and had these few drinks, we stopped in the gift shop on the way out.
So this is almost akin to, hey, you win big in Vegas. Why do you think there are so many different places in Vegas at the casinos to go and spend your money? There's a reason. And I think Owen found this out the hard way on Saturday.
Yeah.
So was it a free-for-all?
It was. Well, so we stayed in the stadium for 45 minutes, an hour. I don't know.
Soak
we were
in
there. I mean, I had, like I said, vendors were coming by, and I was going, hey, give me one more from the fifth inning on. So every time someone walked by, I was purchasing, even if I wasn't ready to move on. So I had plenty of things to keep me entertained for that hour afterwards. And walking out, we see a woman with the same shirt that the team had just won and put on. It says Guardians ALCS 2024 on it. And my wife's like, hey, where'd you get that shirt? And she goes, right, they're in the gift shop. They're for sale right now. Mm. So we went in and purchased a shirt or two. And
Or four for the whole family, and, or eight or ten.
Yeah. We might own the store. We might start our own team shop.
Well, hey, I still see
they
to
were
this
not,
day.
They were not cheap, and they are not for anything other than an ALDS win.
Well, so is it a good purchase? I still to this day see people rocking the 95, the 95 pennant. Like to it this is. Day, I still see people in my neighborhood that bring that back out.
It's a worthwhile purchase. There is nothing that can happen.
Yeah, but shouldn't we have waited until maybe a World Series?
No. I mean, if you wanted to wait until you were sober, maybe.
Well, the question is that shirt, does it become moot? If they lose this next series, do you put away that shirt? Yeah. Or do you still wear it proudly saying, I was there. I was there for that amazing moment.
I would rather have a shirt that says, I was there.
Yes. Well, do you want the shirt to say that you were there?
Yeah.
What you mean? Okay, that's fine.
I want a shirt. I want somehow Getty Images to have a picture of me watching that ball go over the fence.
But that's the point of it. Nothing,
I
think.
Running down the stairs and high-fiving them.
They haven't won. That's the beauty of baseball, man. Like, they haven't won a World Series in 76 years. There's been so many other things that you don't get this in football. You don't really get this in the NBA. You get it in baseball. And you could say, well, that's sad, but it's true. Is that there are other things and other people that become heroes during a point of a baseball game or point of a baseball season or for a run of baseball teams that you don't have to win it all for. And that moment where Lane Thomas hit the grand slam was as indescribable as I could possibly find. And I understand that there are so many other moments that they have had where they have closed out a ALCS and have gone on to the World Series. And Rajay Davis's home run, to me, that with that Lane Thomas grand slam, hearing the voice, then hearing like the place just erupt. And Jim Rosenhaus is completely covered by the fans. It was so loud. It's something I'll never forget. And I thought it was the best moment I've seen as a Guardians fan my entire life.
Well, see, that's amazing.
My entire
we've
life.
Had amazing Guardians/Indians moments.
But not
and
grand
we've had,
slams.
We've had, well, Francisco Lindor did one against the Yankees.
And it hit the foul pole, and that was crazy.
Yeah, but then we needed that game.
But this wasn't the win. Yeah, the, yeah but that
we were
won the
down
game.
Like,
that didn't win the series.
What was it? It was 7-1, 8-1?
Was it 8? I don't know, but we ended up winning that game and thought we were going to win the World Series.
This essentially won the series. And you broke through. You're back in the ALCS. And everything else now is house money. I don't think it's a thing of, well, we won this shirt or we bought this shirt, and then if they lose to the Yankees, it's a wasted purchase. I don't think that whatsoever. Not at all. It's such a special moment in time for the folks that were there, the celebration that was going on in the stands. Now, I think it's different. I think it's different. I cannot. You might be looking at me with surprise. I can't make too big a deal about it. I don't think there's a big enough deal we can make
about
it.
Well, does it matter?
It's amazing.
Does it change, again, similarly to what we asked Owen about the shirt? Does it change based on the rest of the playoffs?
No.
Well, because the Rajay Davis home run clearly changed because we didn't win. And
well,
had we have won, what was going to top that?
Okay,
like, other than LeBron winning the title.
That shirt is always going to remind me of that moment.
If there is a, I'll say this, if there is another big home run that happens that, like, if Lane Thomas hits a grand slam to win the World Series, well, yeah, I think that things are going to probably
Sounds
change.
Like someone's going to Kmart to buy new shirts.
But that's why
there's
I asked.
More Kmarts. There's one more Kmart.
Because the Guardians have been to three World Series in our lifetime, we've had these amazing moments in the ALCS and in the World Series. My God, that Cubs series, we had so many amazing moments. So that's why I think it's interesting that that's how big that was, that you're putting an ALDS moment above all of it.
I it's such a big until I see any more evidence, it's such a big moment. But Owen, buy the shirt. You already did.
I already did. But I don't have to feel bad about buying the shirt.
I'm sure you've bought so many things.
Well, I've done a lot of things in a drunken stupor that I immediately regretted the next day. And
exactly, I don't think you have to regret this.
Okay,
I think it's a good investment, not a bad investment. And I think all your favorite people over there at Avon Lake would agree. By the way, was that the Avon Lake game during Friday Night Touchdown on Friday? Obviously, because it's Friday Night Touchdown. Owen's the mayor. Owen is like the mayor of Avon Lake, guys. And he won, the first time I heard his name, he won a raffle. He won $100. And I walked up to a guy who I thought was Owen.
My wife doesn't know that.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that money's gone.
He wants to buy candy. I walked up to a guy I thought was Owen who was not Owen, and I immediately turned around. And that's why I stared at Owen weirdly from the sidelines before I confirmed it was Owen, because I didn't want to walk up to another stranger. Like when I say, like, oh, man, there's all these guys who look like me in Streetsboro. There's a lot of Owens in Avon Lake. I didn't realize that. All right. Yeah, it was a good purchase by you.